she'll be out, and here she goes.
Okay, everybody, we are at an Italian restaurant after Will's job interview, and Penny is being in again. Miss Penny.
I think it fell off of.
And Will, tell them how your interview went.
I think it went well. I think I am going to be one of the front runners. I feel that I did very well. I answered the questions to the best of my abilities and did not do any of the stammering, stuttering, and that kind of thing. I feel I did very well. Unfortunately, they have a hiring freeze, and I will not know anything until after the hiring freeze, but they said they will let me know one way or the other.
Well, that's always good. I always hate people who don't let you know that the job's been good.
Exactly.
If all they do is just send out a thing that
Penny's
says, thank you,
go back
it says, thank you, thank you for applying, and the job's been good.
Absolutely.
Just so that you know that it's done.
Sure.
Know?
Instead of just leaving you reeling in there.
Leaving you hanging.
Not knowing.
Yeah, leaving you hanging.
And Miss Penny over there needs a Valium. Seriously.
She needs a Ritalin. She hasn't had it today. This dog is going back to Randy.
She has not gotten her puppy meds.
He did not train her. He did not train her enough.
Well, you got to put in the pet meds order for her.
Her job is good. It's just the rest of her behavior is sometimes intolerable. Ooh. I'm too old.
Just Tracy Batty, huh?
I'm too old for a puppy.
Too old for a puppy.
And we are in a restaurant called Portofino's. Is that what it's called? Portofino's?
Yeah.
It's an Italian restaurant here in Charlotte. I think it's local to Charlotte. And I'm having veal parmesan, and Will is having lasagna.
I'm having baked lasagna.
Baked lasagna. And Denise is being all special.
Yeah.
And they're going to make her a meatball sub. They're going to make it special for her.
Yum, yum, yum.
And then Barbara's having, what are you having, spaghetti?
Spaghetti bolognese.
And the salad was good, and
there it is.
And of course,
it
gave us lots of Italian bread and beers.
Ketchup for you,
yes, please.
And
need another one of those.
Yes.
So yeah. And after this, we will drive home.
Grab a smoke and go home.
Grab a smoke and go home. Yep. And
Will, did you say you signed papers? And
I didn't yet, but yes. I did sign a few papers. One for
his
drug check.
This job interview went a whole lot better than what he had last year in Columbia.
One for a drug check, one for background check, one for references. And they wanted my vitals, address, social security number, birth date.
As usual, the lasagna is always massive.
All right.
I'm with your phone, okay?
Thank you.
There you go.
So, and our dinner's here. Well, lunch, dinner, whatever you want to call it.
In between.
In between.
In between, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
it's our leper.
Our leper.
Give me another lunch, supper, leper.
Yep, a leper. Brunch and leper.
Yeah, so, I just got me another fat tire. The stuff's good. Amanda, tell them what you thought of the fat tire.
Oh, tell them what I thought of the fat tire. Oh, yeah, I tasted a fat tire beer today, and it's... I think it would take some getting used to, probably because I'm not used to drinking dark ales anymore. And that's what this is.
It's good.
It's been a long time
since. That's got to be about a pound.
Amanda and I are drinking Bud Lights.
Oh, my God, I know.
Yeah, we're drinking Bud Lights. It's been a little while since I've had a Guinness, probably a couple of years. So
this thing is
I'm not used to drinking it anymore. And this veal parmesan is...
huge. About a pound of lasagna.
Mm. I'm going to have to take a picture of this to... go with this? Probably not. But anyway, it's huge. Big and huge.
It's, oh my God.
Yeah, it's a plate.
That's what she said.
That is bigger than my face. And, way bigger than my face. Probably about three of my faces. And we actually get real silverware.
Yeah, we get all of it.
So,
totally awesome. And
they let you have knives.
Yeah,
yes, and they let us have sharp knives.
Yeah, there's a sharp knife underneath your veal.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, yes, sharp knives.
Mm. I don't know about letting my people have silverware.
Yeah, I know, we're not supposed to. They're usually supposed to give us the plastic stuff.
Yeah.
So, I'll end this, because I'm probably running out of my 10 minutes.
Got me.
We don't want y'all to hurt yourself.
And, yes, they don't want us to hurt ourselves. So I'll end this, and this will probably be the last one for today until I get back home and tell you guys how tired I am. And I hope you guys enjoy.